Welcome back to the Strong Body, Stronger Mind podcast. This is episode 10 with your host, Chelsea Stewart.
And Celeste Barker. Thank you for everybody who has stuck along on this journey with us. Episode 10. It's wild. Didn't think we'd
get it. It is wild. I honestly didn't think we were going to make it to episode 10. I mean, actually, no, I did. I knew we were going to make it to episode 10 because Celeste and I are nothing if not consistent. But it just seems crazy. I feel like we just sat down and recorded our first podcast like yesterday. So the fact that we're on episode 10 is wild. It's been, that means it's been, well, 9 weeks because we did the one extra, but 9 weeks.
9 weeks.
Wow.
Time flies.
It sure does. And we are back today with a really, really, really cool topic. And, you know, I think we've talked about it a couple of times, but we have been really enjoying just using kind of the themes that come up in our check-ins from our clients to come up with really good topics for you guys. So things that a lot of people seem to be struggling with, they tend to happen in seasons with each other.
It like happens like all at once. It's like 1 week. It's just like everybody has this one thing. I'm just like, is Mercury in Gatorade or whatever it's called?
Mercury is in Gatorade all the time if you're into fitness. And this week, Mercury is in Let's Find Your Balance.
Let's define balance. What is balance? That word balance is thrown around a lot on social media, and it can be a good thing, and it can also be a not so good thing, depending on how you approach it, how you use it, and how you define it. So we thought that this would be a good topic to kind of talk about because it definitely just applies to everybody regardless of what your fitness endeavors are, because everybody has different goals, everybody has, you know, different approaches to fitness. But I think that balancing, quote unquote, balancing, you know, fitness and life and just everything else that's going on is a very applicable topic. So that's why we're going to talk about it.
So I agree. I think when it comes to balance, balance first and foremost is going to be a little bit different for everybody. And balance can definitely shift through your seasons of life. It's one of those things, though, that I find on social media specifically, you tend to have the two extreme camps of balance. You either have, you know, the one side of people saying that, like, if you want to progress in anything in life, there is no such thing as balance. If you want to be elite, you cannot be balanced. Like, it's not a thing. And then you have the opposite end of the spectrum of people saying that, you know, if you are even like the slightest bit disciplined in any capacity, that you have no balance and therefore, you know, you're a terrible, terrible person. You should, you know, reevaluate your priorities. So it doesn't have to be so extreme on either end. And it can be extreme at some points. Like Celeste, you're in prep right now. I'm sure you feel kind of more on that extreme of there really isn't a balance here, but you shift out of that and back into it as you go through your journey.
Yeah. And, you know, my balance, quote, I hate that word, but my I like to use the word harmony. Like you live in harmony with your goal.
I like that.
Right? Because with balance, I feel like you have to give like an equal amount of yourself to every part of
I'm so sorry. So side note, my dog Flex gets these like immense needs to give me kisses sometimes. he literally like has no control and he just jumps on me and like starts licking my whole face. He just has explosions of love and we just experienced one right now. So anyways, so let's get back to what you're saying. Yes, anyway, I'm hanging out with my dog.
I was saying that I like to use the word harmony, and I didn't coin this term. Like, I think I got it from Emily Duncan, who'd had a podcast on it or a post on it or something. Love her. But with balance, it's kind of like you have to give 50 or not 50, but an equal amount of yourself to every part of your life. And at certain points in your life, that's fine. But during different seasons of your life, you may have to devote more of yourself to different parts of your life, right? And, you know, fitness aside, you know, when I was in college and I was pre-med studying for the MCAT, right? My life was not balanced in terms of, you know, social life, school, sports, right? My priorities were sports and studying because I was a Division I athlete, so my sport was required. And I was studying for a very big exam. And with that, my time management, I had to devote more time to the things that required more of me. And sometimes that meant social life had to take a back seat, but that was just a temporary time frame in my life. And moving back into fitness, you know, if you are somebody who is in prep or has been in prep, you know that, you know, the deeper you get into it, the more it requires of you, both your time and your energy. And it's a very, you know, concentrated time of your life. It's a temporary thing. But during those, you know, 16, 20, however many weeks that you are in prep, you do have to sacrifice certain things. Maybe that's social life. It's usually social life because you're not going to like just quit your job or quit school. So, you know, you're not going to be living as quote unquote balanced as somebody who is maybe, you know, not prepping for a stage, is, you know, just in this for the lifestyle, or if they are in their improvement season and they have a little bit more flexibility than somebody who has this very specific deadline and has very specific protocols that they need to follow to, you know, get to where they need to be in that amount of time.
Yeah. I really like how you mentioned like being in med school or being in undergrad, pre-med, and studying for the MCAT. Because something that I notice, at least, which is like general population, is people see that. People see a pre-med student who, you know, maybe for a few months, like holds up in their room or holds up in the library and only studies and doesn't really like go out and party. And nobody really thinks anything of that. Nobody is judging that person for being obsessive or being, you know, too disciplined or not having, you know, other hobbies. People just are like, oh, well, of course, you know, they're trying to get into med school. That's really difficult. That's a huge goal. This is just a phase of their life where they have to be very, very dedicated to this one specific thing. You know, their balance, quote unquote, is lean towards the bigger goal at the moment. Nobody thinks about that. But for some reason, when it comes to fitness or when it comes to health, for example, with prep or something like that, you know, people are very, very quick to judge somebody who is balanced in focusing on their end goal of winning their bodybuilding competition, whatever division they're in. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I think a lot of the times it's because people, A, don't understand. And we talked about that in the one podcast where we talked about like starting your fitness journey and people judging you. A lot of times that comes from just not understanding the sport. It's not like, I mean, everybody knows what medical school is. Everybody knows that medical school is difficult. A lot of people don't really know what the heck bodybuilding is, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of just misunderstanding there. But first, there's a lot more judgment that comes into it. And I do think a lot of it comes down to people truly just know for a fact that they could never be that disciplined. And so they judge something because they low key are jealous of the dedication and discipline that you have. So I like the way you referred to that, or referred to like the balance of the harmony from like a life standpoint that's outside of fitness. Because if you think of it that way, it doesn't seem that crazy for seasons of your life to be more dedicated towards, you know, being on point towards your goal in any capacity.
Yeah. And, you know, it definitely applies to anybody that is in this fitness journey, not just competition prep. I know majority of our clients are lifestyle clients, but they still, you know, track their macros. They still, you know, prioritize the gym. And, you know, with that comes certain sacrifices. And I think we can get confused with like, I think I made a post on this a while ago, but it was about sacrifices, you know, versus choices. Mm-hmm. And everything that we do is a choice, and it's our choice. And, you know, depending on what your goals are, you're choosing whatever it is that you want to prioritize. And if, you know, you look at things as a sacrifice, like I'm sacrificing my entire social life for this fitness thing, then you're just painting it at this as this whole negative, this negative outlook that it doesn't need to be. Whereas if you're, you know, choosing to look at it as a choice, like I'm choosing to prioritize my nutrition, I'm choosing to prioritize my fitness, I'm choosing to do all of these things, it becomes, you become the person that's in the driver's seat, and you're not playing the victim card, which a lot of people tend to do.
Yeah. So I, speaking of the victim card, my personal opinion on balance is we all have a choice of what our priorities are in life, and they can definitely shift around, you know, throughout your life. You know, as a woman, we, you know, maybe one day we are trying to start a family. And so our priority at that time is, you know, our hormonal health, our fertility, our getting pregnant, being pregnant, et cetera. That may take away from the quote unquote balance being shifted towards your fitness goals. But if you have a goal, you know, and if your goal is weight loss, for example, because I find that with weight loss, that's the one where like the balance word comes up the most, right? People get set on a weight loss goal, whether it's a competition prep goal or just a lifestyle goal. And I think, you know, majority of people here, like you said, listening are focused on just losing some body fat to be healthier, right? Or to feel more confident in their body. You know, yes, you should take a quote unquote balanced approach, which is why, you know, both of us tend to gear towards flexible dieting. And we both tend to have our clients take free meals or have refeeds in their protocol or implement diet breaks or things like that so that we can, you know, enjoy life while reaching our goals and also keep our health in mind, right? But just because you choose in a season of, say, 3, 4, 5 months to be dedicated towards your fat loss doesn't mean that you are out of balance or that you don't have balance in your life. The balance of your life is that you're not dieting for your whole life. So if you are in a calorie deficit and you are tired, run down, hungry, food focused, you know, dealing with all of the things that can come with being in a prolonged calorie deficit for your entire life, no, you don't have overall balance. But you being in a dieting phase for 4, 5, 6 months even, and being dedicated to that and maybe saying no to getting drinks, you know, 3 nights a week with your coworkers, that doesn't mean that you don't have balance in your life. It means for this season of time, you're dedicated to a goal. Now you can have balance. You can have a drink and fit it into your macros. That is balance. But using the excuse of, oh, well, I don't feel balanced to never reach your goals. Well, you're just choosing to not focus on your goals. You're not really trying to implement balance. You don't care as much about reaching your goals, which is fine, but you need to be honest with yourself about it. It's not because you crave balance. It's because you're not willing to shift your balance for that season of your life.
Yeah. If you're constantly using the word balance as a way to justify, you know, choices to consistently go off your plan, consistently, you know, drink copious amounts of alcohol, overdo it on your free meals in the name of quote unquote balance, then it's not a very balanced mindset to have. And, you know, if you do have big goals, there is a certain amount of discipline that is required. We can't necessarily have our cake and eat it too, if you want to use that analogy. But with any goal that you have, fitness, school, financial, there's going to be certain things that you do have to sacrifice to an extent, but it is a choice that you have to make. And it doesn't mean that you can never have it again. It doesn't mean that it's completely out of your life forever. It's just in that particular season of your life that, you know, that goal is important to you, then you need to make the choices that are going to align with that goal, that are going to get you there, so that, you know, you can move out of that season and into the next season. And it's this ever flowing cycle.
Yeah. I think if more people thought of balance as a part of their life as a whole versus a part of every single day of their life, people would actually be able to find true balance in their life, you know? And it comes down again to choices. So you can diet, you can lose weight, you can lose body fat, while eating cookies and Oreos and, you know, donuts or whatever the hot trend is to fit into your macros at the time. But at the same time, you're going to have to realize that the balance that comes with that is potentially you're going to be hungrier later on in the day because you didn't choose as satiating and satisfying foods. You may actually also not be as energized throughout the day. So your fat loss may actually slow down a bit because you're not fueling your body with as much nourishment. Now, you can do it, but the balance is going to come with a cost of maybe you not feeling your best or you not feeling as it can be more difficult to lose body fat if you try to put a bunch of foods into your diet that aren't filling to you. Now, you can do it and you can have that balance, but you need to understand that balance comes with another side of the coin having to be balanced, right? There's a seesaw effect here. And if you want to have, you know, the highs of one side, you're going to have, you know, the other side to balance it out. And that's going to come with a cost. So I would much rather personally see my fitness goals or my whatever they are goals as a balance across my life versus as a balance day in and day out. So when I am dieting, I'm going to give up eating some of these foods that maybe I really like the taste of for a couple of weeks or months or however long I'm dieting, because I would much rather choose to feel full and satisfied and energized through my dieting phase. And then when I'm not dieting anymore, I find the balance with my nutrition by incorporating those foods into my life again when I'm at maintenance or if I'm in a bulking phase.
Yeah. And even just looking broader spectrum at just like, you know, the seasons of your life, just using prep and improvement season, for example, like during this time of my life, I am choosing to just have a very simple and structured day-to-day routine. And, you know, that might mean not going on a bunch of vacations or, you know, going out every single, you know, weekend with my friends. But I know that, you know, when prep is over, I'm still going to have those opportunities. I'm going to be able to, you know, go on vacations without, you know, having to be hyper-focused about, you know, how I'm going to get my cardio in or my lifts in. I can, you know, go on a vacation and just enjoy the food that's there without having to worry so much about it fitting into my, you know, more restricted macros right now, right? There is a time and a place for everything. And, you know, just because one part of your life right now doesn't allow for certain things, it doesn't mean that later on in your life, those things can't be worked back in.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when it comes to like bigger ideas like this, people are able to maybe, relate on a different level if we kind of take a step away from fitness and relate to something else. So like, for example, if you are, you know, working a job that you don't like and you want to break into something else, I get a lot of times people asking me like how I became an online coach and how you shift careers. Well, I had to not live a balanced lifestyle during the transition phase, you know, of working 40 hours a week at my regular job, plus doing online coaching, plus trying to build Instagram, plus being an in-person trainer. I mean, I was working like 80 to 100 hours a week. Now, that was not a balanced lifestyle by any means, but it wasn't meant to be forever. It was getting me to an end goal. So sometimes you have to give up what you think is balanced right now to get you to an end goal, which will balance out the more aggressive side of whatever you're going through. So, you know, you get to the maintenance phase of a dieting phase by being more strict on yourself while you are dieting, and you get to a job or a, you know, lifestyle that you want to get to by being, you know, less balanced in a stage where you're working a little bit harder to get to where you want to be. And, you know, when it comes to fitness, I think both of us, we as coaches, like I implement as much flexibility into my client's protocol and into my client's lifestyle as I can when they are in building phases and when they're in maintenance phases. And I tell them, you know, we want you to be as balanced as possible. I want you to take these free meals. I want you to take these intuitive days that I give you. I want you to have as much flexibility as possible during this phase of your life, because when we're in a dieting phase, we need to hone in on as many variables as possible so we can get you to your goal as quickly as possible and get you back to the balance.
Yeah, I think a lot of it does, you know, just circling back to what you want to prioritize, right? So like during that time when you were working like five jobs. All of those jobs, you know, they happen to be priorities at the time. And so you made the time to make those a priority. And that meant, you know, maybe not having the most flourishing social life, or, you know, maybe sacrificing a couple of, you know, vacations here or there. But you made time for the things that were important to you, right? Like, I know during that time you were still working on your fitness goals, and that's, you know, when you hired a coach so that they could take some of that pressure off of you of having to worry about your nutrition and your training, and you could just, you know, follow a plan. So I think that even if you are, I just lost my train of thought where I was going. I had it, and then it just went away.
You're fine. This is one of those topics where I feel like I could easily talk in circles forever about it, because it's just one of, it's a very intangible topic and it's a very controversial topic, but I do believe in balance. And I think if I could stress one thing, I do believe that if you want to have longevity in whatever it is that you're doing, but obviously in terms of this podcast, in your fitness career, in your fitness lifestyle, in your long-term health goals, you do need to have a level of balance or harmony to it. And I think that's where like the harmony comes in more so, is speaking long-term, you can't say no to every single social event. You can't hold yourself up in your house. You can't refuse to eat any food that somebody else cooks you. You can't be so terrified to miss one workout every once in a while if you want to have longevity in your health and also, you know, have a any type of quality of life. But at the same time, you need to be able to be realistic with yourself when you're using balance as an excuse. When it's been four free meals, or when it's your sister's boyfriend's nephew's birthday, you probably don't need a free meal for that, right? But if it's your boyfriend's birthday, maybe you can take a free meal, you know? So you have to be realistic with yourself that it's okay to give yourself, you know, some slack every now and again, to steer off of your protocol every now and again, to have a bad workout or to skip a workout every now and again. But if it's becoming a consistent thing over and over and over again, and you're coming up with an excuse to fall off, quote unquote, or to go the opposite direction of where you want to be going, you know, stop. Freaking dogs. If you're finding any and every excuse to not hit your protocol, and then you're complaining about your lack of progress, you need to reevaluate what it is that you actually A, want, and what it is that is actually balance to you versus excuses.
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole all or nothing mentality, right? Right. If you are somebody who is, this is our a fitness podcast, so if you are somebody who, you know, tracks their macros to a T, like always has to make their own food, can never miss a workout, like you're just all in, or it's like the opposite spectrum where you, you know, completely disregard what nutrition is in the first place, right? There is a middle ground that we can live in, but it is going to be different person to person. And I think especially on social media, we can, you know, compare our balance to somebody else's balance, or we just compare in general. And nobody else can define what balance means except for you. And, you know, like we said before, we just have to be honest to yourself about what it is that you truly want, and, you know, what choices are going to be necessary in order for you to get there, and then act accordingly, right? Because if we have these goals, but we aren't, you know, acting in a way that's going to get us to those goals, then, you know, we can't complain about not being able to get to those goals, right? Because we have the choice to make different choices, but we just have to, you know, call ourselves out and ask ourselves, okay, what is it that I truly want? You know, what is it that I need to do right now to get me to where I want to be? And also accept the fact that, you know, maybe right now might not be what you want to be doing long-term, but it doesn't mean that you have to do it long-term, right? There is a, you know, temporary sacrifice for, you know, long-term satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think if I could give you guys like any type of advice, or just like one little snippet of advice as far as balance goes and goal reaching, goal setting goes, is write down, like literally write down what it is you really want. Like, what do you really want from your life? Do you really want to lose weight? Do you really want to feel more comfortable in your body? What are you willing to give up to get there for the short term, right? And what are you not willing to give up to get there, right? If you're not willing to give up your, like, for example, me and John go on a date every single weekend. Okay, I'm not willing to give that up to reach a flimsy goal. You know, even when I was in prep, I wasn't willing to give up my date nights. Now, I was able to take a step back and recognize that I could still go on date nights without eating the highest calorie option on the menu. I could still plan ahead to let whatever I ate fit into my macros for the day. So while I wasn't willing to give up my date nights, I also wasn't willing to give up my long-term goal, right? So first and foremost, write down what it is you truly want, what you're willing to sacrifice in the short term for that goal and what you're not. And it's okay to have things that you're not. You just need to have a list of things that you're not. And those are the things that are your balance, not every single little thing that pops into your life. Like I said, your boyfriend's sister's niece's nephew's birthday doesn't need to be the time to take
it. Like, go through the family tree. Like,
bro, I have no idea. I just said some bunch of family members' names. But your boyfriend's birthday or your anniversary, that's fine. You know, that makes sense. Kind of come up with your non-negotiables and come up with the things you're willing to sacrifice and realize that they're not forever, but they are going to be things that you're going to stick to in the short term. And then also be realistic with yourself about the fact that you don't have, not everything has to be about food. You know what I mean? So speaking from a fitness perspective, I think something people really struggle with is thinking that, you know, because they're on a diet and because they're staying strict to their goals, that they can't enjoy time with people. Well, you can still go out to dinner and I can guarantee you, you can find something on that menu that will fit into your macros. Or dudes, you can bring food with you if it really is going to mess with your diet that much. Like, we've all brought Tupperware to a restaurant before. I can tell you right now, they don't care. The servers don't give a crap if you bring it. So also be realistic with yourself. Like, is it really about missing out on time with people, or is it because you want to order the fettuccine Alfredo at the restaurant? You know, be honest with yourself, because I can tell you right now, there's no reason you have to miss out on life to reach a fitness goal. No. It's all a choice, and you're choosing to make the event about food if you think that you can't go somewhere and stay on track.
Not have said it better myself. So as per usual, we could talk in circles about this, but yeah. I think that we kind of touched all points of this topic that we could, in terms of, you know, defining your own balance and just being honest with yourself about what you want, what your goals are, and what it's going to take to get there, because we all got goals and we all got to put in the work to get to those goals. So that is going to wrap it up for episode 10, excuse my horrible Spanish.
Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Please take 2 minutes out of your day to leave us a 5-star review and write a little comment for us. It means the world to us. Please share our podcast with all of your friends. Tag us in your stories. We truly appreciate the support more than you guys could literally ever know.
Yeah, we love it so, so much. And in 2 weeks, we'll be doing our first in-person podcast when I will be traveling to good old Tampa, Florida.
Maybe a good time. Maybe we'll do a bonus. Maybe we'll do like a cool like Q&A or something like that too.
While yes.
We're here. So we'll see. But anyways, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Bye.